Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
The Country Classic is one worth $125,000 on the weekend, and let's find out what Nick Olive's doing with Maid of Or. Morning to you, Nick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. I think we had you on. We spoke previous to that last win. She's just a mare that you just want to see. She's charging through the line for you.
Yeah, she's going fantastic, and she just keeps improving everything she does. So really happy, mate.
You decided to go to this Country Classic?
Yeah, we did. Look, we just thought that the Matriarch was just probably a little bit too strong for her at this stage of her career, and decided to take the easier option and go up to Sydney. You know, it's not going to be easy to win, but it's going to be easier to win than the Matriarch. So decided to go that way.
Understand. Obviously, the weights have been out, and we'll wait for the final fields to come out. Is she a mare that can cope comfortably with 60?
Yeah, look, Billy will ride her on Saturday, so he'll claim two, so she'll carry 58.
Yeah, well, that when you get that high, every little advantage is good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And look, she won two starts back. She won at on the Kensey track, carrying 59.5 against the boys. So
yep.
She's done it before too.
And Billy Owen knows her pretty well, obviously, down there at home. But he's won on her, I see, back in earlier this year at Wagga.
Yeah, that's right. He won at Wagga and then at Kenmore on her. And he rides at work, you know, most mornings and does all her fast work. So, yeah, he knows her very well.
This distance just looks to be ideal for her at the moment, 2,000?
Yeah, I think it does, Andrew. I think she's just developed, and she's developed into more of a staying horse. And, she can roll off a sectional at the end of it too, which has been fantastic.
That's the one thing. It's okay to be running 2,000, but if you've got that little turn of speed, it's a big asset.
Yeah, definitely, you know, up over these longer distance races. And if you can have that turn of foot at the end, geez, it's normally the difference between winning and not.
Yeah, exactly. And is she a mare? You mentioned track work. Is she one that's not complicated? She just does it comfortably at home?
Yeah, look, she's taken a bit of working out and a bit of, you know, keeping it settled. But, look, she's a great worker and she just does everything you want now to work. And she's been a pleasure to train the last month, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's one you want a few of them just come putting their head up, don't you, when they string wins together? Because these days it's so hard, so competitive to do it.
Yeah, that's right. It is hard to string wins together these days. And look, she's doing a great job and hopefully she can make it 5 on Saturday.
Yeah. Now, I did note that you entered Lemoore in the race. Well down in the order of entry. What have you ended up doing there?
No, I didn't accept for her. I just thought it wasn't the right race for her. It's probably a bit strong. So
yep.
She'll go for something easier next week in the Country.
Okay, we'll wait and see on that. And, mate, how did you get through Melbourne Cup Day? What did you do yesterday?
Yeah, just at Canberra, mate. Good social day and a little bit of a hangover this morning.
Yeah, it's hard to, when you get through a big day like that, I felt it with the Everest, that you try and get up the next day to try and do your role, do your job and everything, but I must admit I did struggle a bit this morning.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it, after the carnival day?
It is.
It's a good fun while it's happening, but good when it ends.
Yeah, exactly. Well, mate, good luck with Maid of Or. Billy Owen taking a 2-kilo claim there in the Country Classic, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.